How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel good. Obviously, in a better spot than where I was last week. You know, you're obviously disappointed when you can't, you know, go out there. And, you know, I think we didn't want a setback moving forward. It might have been pushing it a little bit. So, obviously, feel much better this week. Able to get more team reps and feel good about what we've done thus far in the week. So, you know, all indications are pointing to me being out there on Sunday. So, that's that.
Before you missed the Detroit game, you hadn't missed a game in a couple of years. Did you guys really, you and Flea and Nate and everybody else, really learn from the crap you dealt with your hamstring in previous years? Did you take lessons from that of where kind of the line was to play it safe and not push it kind of thing?
Yeah, well, I think it ultimately falls on, you know, what I'm – it's up to me, really, in knowing my own body. And, you know, I felt great going out there on that Thursday night game. You know, getting up to it was difficult, but I think 3 games in 11 days is – probably difficult when you're coming off an injury. So I think that's ultimately the setback in which we had. So, yeah, we're trying to be smart, especially really without any breaks moving forward for the next umpteen weeks. So, you know, I think sometimes we tend to be a little overly cautious, but, you know, rightfully so, too, especially with this long haul we have.
As a difference maker, what's it like when you have to sit on the sidelines for a game like that where you know might be able to go, but I know I got to play it safe.
Right.
And then you have to watch.
Right? Yeah, I mean,
it's that close.
Right, yeah, no, it's difficult. You, you know, especially in this game, and I'm sure just sports in general, you know, it's hard because, you know, this is what you're, you know, this is what you do. It's what you're, you know, paid to do. And anytime you're on the sideline, it's kind of lonely and, you know, it's difficult to handle. But, you know, unfortunately, I've done this before. So just, you know, continue to put in the extra work to get back out there. And, you know, especially last week, too, it comes down to, you know, a couple plays here, a couple plays there. You'd like to think you could have had a hand in that, especially with, you know, the success they had in the passing game. But it's neither here nor there now, and we'll just move forward and, you know, hopefully get a win this weekend.
Does that make you hungrier when you get back out there? And with a muscle strain, is that something that you can't just, like, go gear it up and just overdo it? Can you, like, strain it again?
I mean, you know, anytime you get back out there, you're obviously appreciative for your health. But at the same time, you have to be smart when you come back because you can't simulate, you know, game action, tackles leaning on you, all that. But you have to be confident and comfortable. So we'll be smart about it this Sunday. But at the same time, you know, I'll be out there.
Clay, their offensive line has had a lot of problems this year. What do you see from them on the field?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I know they've been shifting some guys in and out. I think there's been some injuries. You know, you even look at the tight end position. So I think they're leading the league in sacks given up. But, you know, as a pass rush unit, we just, you know, hopefully can take advantage of that. You know, Luck's been harassed a bunch this season. And, you know, that our D-line, our, you know, front four, that's kind of the strength of our defense. So it really is going to fall on us to kind of disrupt not only the run game but get after, you know, them in the passing game. And, you know, I think I'm not sure what the status is on Q this week, but you know, we're short-handed on the back end, so it's going to take all guys, you know, to get after them and get them uncomfortable, and hopefully that's the difference in the game.
As a pass rusher, you see a team's going to pull out of sacks. I want to say it's like, you know, sharks the blood. But I mean, is that something as a pass rusher, it really gets dry, and you want to go up there and?
Well, I mean, you always want sacks. There's no doubt about that. You know, but you know, you look at the statistics and. You see an opportunity there, so you want to take advantage of it. But at the end of the day, I'm sure there's been games where we've had plenty of opportunities and come short, and games where we weren't supposed to get pressure and have. So at the end of the day, it'll you know, they'll have another opportunity to prove themselves, and so will we. So especially coming off last week, so it should be a good match. But you know, we'll try and do everything we can to get after the quarterback.
What did you think of him when you saw him 4 years ago? Or in what ways is he different on tape now?
Well, I mean, he's still showing that kind of, you know, he sits strong in the pocket, big quarterback. I remember it was like a third down or something. He shook me off and got a first down. That ultimately was the difference in the game right there. You know, he doesn't want to go down, but, I mean, he's going to put it out there and he's going to throw the ball. So hopefully we'll have some opportunities. But he kind of stands in the pocket. He lets his receivers, you know, become uncovered and, I mean, he's really a good quarterback. So, I mean, hopefully it doesn't turn into, you know, a 7-on-7 match out there. But, you know, we like You know, we like our pass rush. We like the guys that we have on the back end of the game plan we have in this week.
In a quote-unquote young man's league, is it surprising to see what Frank Gore can do at that age? It's kind of a freak of nature, especially he's had the injury pass earlier in his career and he's still going.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many times he's rushed for over 1,000 yards. I know last year he was real close too. But, yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys who can really cut on a dime as well and make you pay if you're not in your gap. So, you know, obviously, you know, they tend to throw the ball, but he's a viable threat not only, you know, running the ball, but out of the backfield too. So, you know, we faced him a number of times when he was with the 49ers, and, you know, he brings it, especially 11, 12 years, whatever it is in the league. He's a, you know, he's a stud, so we'll absolutely take that away, or at least try to, first and foremost.
Do you have to rush smart or rush differently with a guy like Luck because of his running skill?
No. I think you just, you know, you're trying to harass him, get him off the spot, but at the same time, be aware that he can extend plays. You know, if it's beating us in the game, I'm sure we'll make corrections, but I think for the most part this year, you know, really just try and beat the man in front of you, get to the quarterback, and worry about it from that point. But, you know, in some coverages, there might be some times where you have to, you know, maybe rush a little smarter. For the most part, I think it's just, you know, beating the man in front of you and you know, getting after the quarterback.
Clay, have you been able to keep in touch with Eric Walden much over these last few years? Have you seen him all, just kind of what he's done down in Indy?
Yeah, no, the last time I spoke with him was at the Hall of Fame game. But every, you know, we'll shoot each other a text every once in a while. I haven't spoke with him this week. But, yeah, I mean, he's doing great this year. I mean, you can't turn on the, you know, the sack tape or the weekly sacks without, you know, seeing him come up with one or two a week. So it's great to see, you know, but hopefully he doesn't have that success this week. But, yeah, it's good to see, obviously. You know, we had a work together for a few years, and then to watch him have some success out there is, you know, it's fun to watch. But like I said, I mean, hopefully it's not this week.